WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's another Vietnam movie in theaters this week, Hamburger Hill. From the battlefront, in between the bullets and the bombs, this film addresses some of the social issues and movements of the time. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
I don't think anyone will call you a Philistine if you greet the news of yet another Vietnam film with a smothered yawn. Hamburger Hill is the fourth in the last year, and I'm not sure I want to see this become a new genre, like the detective movie or the space opera. I can't even pretend Hamburger Hill is a terrific film. It's often infuriatingly bad, and yet I don't for a minute regret seeing it. This is a combat movie, like a lot of the best war pictures that came out of World War II. It's about the taking of one hill in Vietnam during 10 bloody days of suicidal fighting. John Irvin, the director, was actually a documentary filmmaker who covered Vietnam. And what's extraordinary about the movie is its battle scenes. They reach a pitch of terrifying realism that only Platoon has begun to match. In Platoon, the combat sequences were about not being able to see what was coming, about young boys dying in the dark. But Hamburger Hill is about a world where you watch your death approach, where the grenades and the bullets come flying toward you with a terrible clarity that tells you everything without saving you. Unfortunately, Hamburger Hill also has a screenplay, and though the writer, Jim Karabatsos, is himself a Vietnam vet, that's no guarantee of his literary agility. The dialogue is painfully reminiscent of those cornball 40s bomber squad movies that featured one kid from every known ethnic group. Here's the usual scene where the grunt gets a Dear John letter from his girl.
Smells good, doesn't it?
What's for lunch?
Franks and beans, beanie weenies, spaghetti and bull's balls, more ham, Murphy's Law. I'm not eating it.
It's from my girlfriend. She says she's not gonna write anymore. Friends at college told her it was immoral to write to me. Oh.
You can hear in that clip how green some of the actors are. And since the movie is about, count them, 14 brave kids among the troops taking that hill, you're never really able to tell them apart, and hence never really able to feel the emotion the movie is trying to sell you when disaster befalls them. Another thing that clip demonstrates is one of the movie's main themes, a theme the other Vietnam films don't address: how cruelly the peace movement back home treated these soldiers. Now, it's true that the hostility certain groups showed to troops who were as much the war's victims as anyone else was a truly unfortunate chapter in the history of the student left. On the other hand, this movie seems to be condemning the whole peace movement outright, and at the same time, showing us a Sisyphean battle to take a meaningless hill, at the top of which we find absolutely nothing. Hamburger Hill is at once morally strident and morally fuzzy. It wants to condemn the war and also condemn those who condemned it. Even so, it's well worth seeing. Not for the messages the screenplay is selling, but for the ones the movie's images so powerfully convey.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.